1 Samuel chapter 7. And the men of Kirjath-Jearim came, and fetched the ark of the Lord Jehovah, and brought it into the house of Abinadab in the hill, and sanctified Eleazar his son to keep the ark of the Lord Jehovah. And it came to pass, while the ark stayed in Kirjath-Jearim, that the time was long, because it was 20 years. And all the house of Israel cried after the Lord Jehovah. And Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel, saying, If you will return to the Lord Jehovah with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth, pagan idols, from among you, and prepare your hearts to the Lord Jehovah, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel put away Balaam and Ashtaroth, their pagan idols, and served the Lord Jehovah only. And Samuel said, Gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you to the Lord Jehovah. And they gathered together to Mizpah, and drew water, and poured it out before the Lord Jehovah, and fasted on that day, and said there, We have sinned against the Lord Jehovah. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. 3003 AH 1039 BC. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, Do not cease to cry to the Lord Jehovah, our God, for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a nursing lamb, and offered it completely for a burnt offering to the Lord Jehovah. And Samuel cried to the Lord Jehovah for Israel. And the Lord Jehovah heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord Jehovah thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines, and destroyed them. And they were stricken before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah, and pursued the Philistines, and struck them, until they came under Bethker. Then Samuel took a stone, and set it between Mizpah and Shen, and called the name of it Ebenezer, Stone of the Help, saying, Here the Lord Jehovah has helped us. So the Philistines were subdued, and they did not come any more into the coast of Israel, and the hand of the Lord Jehovah was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. And the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel, from Ekron even to Gath. And its coasts Israel delivered out of the hands of the Philistines. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And he went from year to year in circuit to Bethel, and Gilgal, and Mizpah, and judged Israel in all those places. And his return was to Ramah, because there was where his house was, and there he judged Israel. And there he built an altar to the Lord Jehovah.